This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, whoa. That's the end. Oh, boy, the dance party's over, I guess. The hump day dance party. Whew. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sun, still not out. It is daytime. I can see that out my window, but very overcast. I'm hoping for another day like yesterday. It was just gorgeous yesterday. Windy, but good. It's a nice first week of summer. All right, let's get into the news here.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our full show podcast on the radio.com app. That's right. If you miss it in real time, you can get the show anytime through radio.com. Check out radio.com. Thank you.
Stream us all day.
All right, here's a bunch of stuff. By the way, I was able to figure out our little pocket problem, so...
Good.
I don't know exactly why it wouldn't go to my pad, but it did go to my computer.
Oh.
I don't ask me, but it's fine.
It's technology. Nothing but problems.
I will get through this news break with no problems,
Woo.
He said, with his fingers crossed. Here's where we begin. Okay, so we know by now that our numbers are spiking here in California and in many other states for the coronavirus. So
right. That's
just our reality at the moment. And I think the Fauci, the last thing he said was, we got another two-week block where it's really important we all wear our masks and do our best possible job. So that's the talking point on that one. Here are some of the things that come with that. So the FDA put out a list of 9 hand sanitizers that contain extremely toxic substances. This one, let's see, the extremely toxic substance called methanol that could kill you. They're all made by a Mexican company called Esk Biochem, and they're listed by the brand names. There's a bunch of different ones. Esk Biochem hand sanitizer, all clean hand sanitizer, the Good Gel antibacterial hand sanitizer, Sanoderm advanced hands. So what I'm suggesting, because there's a bunch of them, if you've got a brand you're not familiar with, let's say, for example, it's not Purell, look it up. Just check real quick to make sure that, because a bunch of companies jumped in with this to fill the void, and it looks like some of these are not very safe.
So this particular chemical they're talking about, this one is in particular the dangerous one. And is it something that has to be, do you have to consume it? Is it just dangerous having it on your hands?
It's dangerous having it on your skin. Yes.
They
say this Lavar 70 gel hand sanitizer, they say that's the one that's especially toxic. The FDA tested the bottle and it was 81% methanol, which is the toxic chemical that they say
Jesus. These
all include. So look this up if you have. I definitely was gifted for my birthday a bottle of hand sanitizer and was so grateful and have been using it. And it's not on that list, but I did go check it just to be sure.
So a lot of like little sort of small company ones that, you know, who knows what they're listing on there. I've seen a lot of people just sort of like almost like no name looking spray bottles.
Right. Well, and you know, you were probably, when you got it, glad for it. Like, oh, thank God we got some hand sanitizer. And then if it's this brand, you're going to want to stop using it. So look that up. And maybe we can post that. There's sure. six specific brands that are considered toxic and need to be thrown out.
Yeah, look for that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
A seven-year-old kid in Brooklyn who loves to read heard that kids were missing story time at school, so he started a Facebook group called Brian's Book Corner. And he sits down and reads to kids online and has over 1,000 people following him now.
Oh, that's great.
It is great.
You should have your kids the story time with Brian. Okay, kids, it's time for you to hear someone else read you a book.
Unfortunately, not all kids will sit still for that. But yeah, for the true. Ones that will, good for them. And good for their parents, too.
And how old did you say this kid was?
This kid is 7.
Oh, that's so cute.
We're in the countdown to age 7 as well. I know the feeling. Wait, are we going to be? Yeah, we're going to be 7, aren't we?
It's incredible. I can't believe it.
Whatever it is, we're in the countdown to another age jump because the kid's like, I'm past 6.5, right? Yeah, what are you?
Yes, you are.
I forgot that we count that crap when we're young. Like, we're just itching for that number change.
Yep. For us, we're like, slow down with the number changing.
Right.
Let's slow that down. I'm pretty sure if you stop counting your birthdays, they don't happen anymore, so.
I've tried that, and yet, you know what? Your good friends seem to keep wanting to remind you that another birthday is here.
It is sort of a strange thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, an 86-year-old woman in Rhode Island. How do you say it?
Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island. Okay.
Rhode Island, yeah.
Uh-huh.
New England pronunciation on that one.
All right.
Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Yeah, you don't say the O. You do say it different.
Say I went to school in Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Anyway, she wanted to do something to cheer people up. So she used her stimulus money to create a zoo for stuffed animals outside her house. And the kids in the neighborhood love it.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
It's weird. But I suppose, is she charging admission?
Because I don't think so. I think
it's like a little pocket change.
I do think old people, it's like a vitamin C shot or vitamin B shot or something. When they see young kids, they just get off on the energy. And so maybe she's enjoying it as much as they are.
Well, it's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Are kids bringing their own stuffed animals to donate to, you know, this bear needs to be
that.
In a cage.
I think most kids seem to want to hold on to their stuff. And as soon as, I take that back. They ignore their stuff until you say this is going away, and then they tell you it's the most important thing they've ever had.
Or until sister's playing with it. You haven't touched that in a year, but sister has it now, and suddenly that's a problem.
Ding, you've been in my house? Are you looking into the cameras?
I am actually, I'm tapped into your cameras. It's weird.
All right. A personal trainer on Instagram has helped a bunch of people lose their quarantine 15 by starting a 28-day workout challenge.
Ugh.
Your drummer has been doing drum workouts on Instagram, and I think he does 100-day. Like, he finished 100-day and just started a new one.
I think today is the 100th day. It was the Tommy Igo 100-day challenge. But these are those lifetime warm-ups things. It's basically, it's like a half hour, 45 minutes of, and he just sits there and calls out the next thing you do, so you drum along with him. And you watch him, and he's just not even, it's just no thing for him. Well, but it looks exhausting.
Sure.
And I guess all these people are all signed. But yeah, he's all over Instagram with that thing.
Yeah, I like it. And you know, by the way, drumming, there are plenty of lifetime drummers who can't drum anymore because it is that much work. Phil
Hard
Collins is ruined by drumming.
Yep.
Let me see here if there's anything else I can do that's... No. Okay, so we'll move on to the next stuff. There was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake in southern Mexico, so that's a big one. And I don't have all of the damage reported or the deaths. I heard one death so far, but I know the area because that's the area I took my wife when we were not married at the time. But that southern Mexico area is where I took her surfing on that one trip during our summer vacation or something.
Is
so I know the area
she
well.
She got sick on the way home from?
Yes, very sick, like deathly ill. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'll report more on that when I get it.
That is 7.4. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's a big quake. New study says the sun can kill coronavirus in 34 minutes.
Oh.
Scientists suggest that midday sunlight in most U.S. and world cities during summer is extremely effective in inactivating the virus that causes COVID-19. Maybe this is good news for beachgoers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, you know, beach towns say, well, then. Bring it on.
Right.
But
well,
maybe this...
Maybe you could just spread your groceries out on the driveway and leave them there for half an hour, and you don't have to wipe them all down.
That's another thing I thought of, and then I went, right, because cooking the food on your driveway is smart.
Yeah. The milk, the ice cream, they don't survive that, but still, no COVID.
Right.
So it's good.
A Yosemite concessions boss is out of a job after driving golf balls into the Valley Meadow. Apparently, he was doing this with, and they don't know, they don't say if it was his wife who was doing it with him, like watching him, but she's the one that posted the video that got him fired.
Oh, so
he's
that's
fired.
Not allowed. That's,
no, he was seen can't. Driving golf balls into this, I can't even say, Awani Meadow. A protected area, they say. If he had chased the golf balls to pick them up, then he would have ruined the meadow. So they're saying then instead he was littering. But he was launching, driving these golf balls into this area.
And no one would have known because they're not allowed to walk out in there.
Right.
But his wife had to post up the stupid video.
Hitting golf balls into this meadow is littering, and they say retrieving them would have trampled a protected meadow that's being restored. So he was in a no-win. What he needed to do
beautiful.
Was not hit golf balls at Half Dome.
Yeah.
In
look how gorgeous that is.
It's beautiful.
It's so gorgeous up there. Anyway, but that is the most beautiful meadow I've ever seen in my life. It would be hard to, if I had a golf ball at a golf club, it would be hard to not do that.
The video posted to Instagram by his wife was captured by other Yosemite employees, and it ended up getting, because they've since deleted it, but it didn't work. It was too late. So this person has lost their job.
Well, you're a dummy.
Husband and wife go down together, right?
Yeah. They need to blame but themselves.
This is a weird story out of China. A man's bladder after a night of drinking exploded. He held his number one in for 18 hours after a beer binge.
Why?
I don't even know how this is possible, but he passed out.
Oh, and he didn't pee himself?
He didn't.
Oh, boy.
His body didn't save him. They say this guy's 40.
Your body would save you.
He reportedly fell asleep after downing 10 bottles of beer during a heavy drinking session the night prior. He didn't evacuate before falling asleep.
Sure, falling asleep.
And ended up in the hospital. They say that the pee-induced pain was so intense, he had to go straight to the hospital. He could not lie flat. He failed to relieve himself after many tries upon waking up. And the hospital was the next stop. They saved his life. He would have died from this.
Mm.
So he is gonna be okay.
That's amazing, though. I mean, is he gonna be okay?
Well, another story out of China: a man had his colon torn apart.
Oh my God! Everyone's bowels are being destroyed in China.
A 16-inch live eel. Accidentally or purposefully, we're not sure, because you know these stories always are weird. He says that he'd had very bad constipation and was using this as a treatment for that.
He's saying he swallowed it down.
No, he sat on it.
He sent it in
after the problem, and unfortunately, it didn't. What happened was, this eel tore apart his abdominal cavity.
Trying to get out of the intestine.
Of course, right.
Oh, boy.
So he ended up very sick and in the hospital. They say that. Let me see if I can find the spot, because I'm now scanning through my little
Oh, this is horrible.
Online story, but they say that he waited like a week before he actually went to get
with a hole in his colon. That oh god. I mean, I assume the eel broke through and then died.
Yes. Yeah.
And then but now he's got an open
yes.
an open wound into his gut.
He has fully recovered, so that's the good news, but this he finally sought medical attention after severe abdominal pain.
Why do we wait so long? Did he not want to go to the hospital for fear of catching COVID?
Or he had something wrong with his backside and was ashamed. I don't know.
This will just fix itself.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's another story of...
Oh, look, there's the...
There it is.
There's the... We're looking at some kind of x-ray ultrasound looking thing. Is that? Oh Jesus! Look at it. It's in the guy's hand. Oh, that's hideous. Oh,
gross, right?
Oh, gross.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have a Rubik's Cube fascination as a kid?
I didn't. I never really got the whole Rubik's Cube thing. Berkeley is a huge Rubik's Cube fan.
I would expect that you, of all people, mm-mm. would love it. If someone said, "Did Sarah love Rubik's Cube?" I would have bet $20.
No.
And you know how I love $20. I would have bet $20.
Well, you were
though,
a
that
$50 guy. No, I didn't. I didn't. Did you? Were you into it?
I was. Me and Jason Sisko went and got the first. We got the Rubik's Cube, and we were learning how to do that. And there are ways to
tricks,
solve the
right?
thing. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So we went and got the book so we could learn to solve it.
Oh, goodness,
we also
gracious.
Used like Vaseline on it to make it spin faster.
Make it spin fast. Yeah.
So we really did have a moment with that thing. The makers of it are announcing they're celebrating the toy's 40th anniversary.
Wow.
By attempting to have the most people simultaneously solving cubes at once. I don't really care about that, but I do think that if your kid is looking for something to do, and I think we're at the point now where we have to go get some more games. We have to.
Yeah.
And maybe one of these too, because it's going to be a long summer. A really
yep.
long summer.
You guys are staring down the barrel of a very long summer. There's no question.
Rubik's Cube is 40.
So hard to believe.
Still out there. Still something
yep.
people like to
Kids
do.
Still like it.
And I'm, after reading the story, thinking, I need to get one of those. We got to get that going around in this house.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Do you remember the tricks to solve it? Because there's a certain sequence you can do that gets it to a position where now it's solvable.
Yes, it's about getting along the top a certain pattern set that you can now solve one color.
Which
brings
doing it right, exactly.
So Berkeley's good at it?
Yeah, he's, I never took to it. I don't think John did, but we got one, it was like a stocking stuffer 1 year, and the kid just didn't put it down for a year.
Really?
Yeah. And I was he'd constantly bring it to me and be like, mix it up good. I'm like, all right.
Did he grease the thing too, or is that just
I don't
dumb?
Think so.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I,
dumb
yeah.
kid stuff. I'm sure it got everywhere too. I don't remember that, but you know.
I can't even, I'm trying to think how you'd get it in. Do you have to take it apart to get the grease in? Or
I think what we do is that there's a half spin point. Like when you're
oh,
in the
so
middle of a spin and you just
close.
Get some on the wall of it and then work it in so that it would get worked around. I don't know, but
that
I'm
sounds
sure
like a mess.
Yeah, just like anything kids do, they make a giant mess in the process of having fun. What? I'm playing.
Having fun. At every doorknob. I can't turn any doorknobs in the house, honey. They're
right.
covered in Vaseline.
Well, and we all know my margarine story from our cooking show.
Oh, I was there for it.
God, did that crap get everywhere.
Well.
Anyway, I will read your text.
An apron full of it.
Gold lamé apron. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was a beauty, right up until you put margarine in it.
Right.
Okay,
I'll read our text right after these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.